Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined by a couple different guests here today as it's Chamber Day on In Focus. Manhattan Chamber of Commerce Economic Development Director Darren Solden joins me via Zoom today. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. Pleasure to have you. We also have Sarah Siders. She is the Executive Director of Spark Manhattan. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to be here.
It's a great opportunity here to learn a little bit more about some entrepreneurship opportunities in the community. And Darren, I'll start with you and kind of we've talked a lot about in the past here with the Chamber of the importance of entrepreneurship and finding avenues to support that here in the community. And I'll let you kind of start the conversation.
Absolutely. We're really excited about some of the things that are going on from the entrepreneurial side of things. And just to give a little bit of perspective, when we look at economic development, our strategic plan there, we really focus on jobs, on talent, on entrepreneurship, on innovation. And of course, with COVID, we're working on local recovery as well. But just want folks to know that entrepreneurship is a key pillar of our strategy. And with that, we're really excited to be announcing our partnership with Spark, which is a local not-for-profit group, not to be confused with Spark, the state funding, CARES Act funding initiative that's currently underway. But our Spark was first. Sarah has to remind people of this all the time, but we're really excited to be working with Sarah and working with Spark and the whole team there. We think that there's great opportunity that exists to grow companies, grow jobs, create opportunities for employment, and attract talent to our community by really prioritizing entrepreneurial efforts. It helps us diversify the local economy, grow the private sector side of the local economy. You also look around our community, look at our major private sector employers, and so many of them started here and grew here. And so we realize the importance of that and want to be players in helping develop the next generation of those types of companies. So with that, we've partnered with Spark. We've got an agreement between the Chamber and Spark to do entrepreneurial ecosystem development. And that ecosystem is really something that's important. And Sarah will add some more to that. But we're just excited to be part of this partnership and are looking forward to great things in the future.
All right. So Sarah, tell us a little bit more about what is Spark.
Yeah, as Darren mentioned, Spark is a nonprofit, and that gives us a unique advantage to partner with multiple community organizations and groups that are doing economic development work. It allows us to receive funding from multiple sources, so it's a really good position for us. And what we're trying to build with Spark is a regional hub for entrepreneurship, and the goal is to, on an individual level, for a single entrepreneur, we're wanting to connect, resource, and successfully launch those entrepreneurs so that they can start and grow their business here in the Manhattan area. But ultimately, what we're wanting to do is to shift the culture, to ignite a culture of entrepreneurship and inclusive innovation in the greater Manhattan region. So we're wanting to grow innovation locally, where we want to invest in those businesses and those ideas and that talent that's building our community and bringing in outside dollars. And we want to keep the talent that we're growing, right? I mean, we have so many great learning institutions right here in our area. And so, a lot of those folks are graduating and want to stay in the area, and we want to be able to give them an opportunity to either find great employment or even to build their businesses. So a quick way that I refer to it is that we're a startup for startups. And I like saying that because, we are just at the ground level of starting what we're doing. And it's in a lot of ways unique because it's community-based. If you look in other communities, you'll see a lot of university-based entrepreneurship centers that are sort of trying to serve the community, but they're primarily working with their students. And so doing a community-based hub and driver that is igniting entrepreneurship, that's really something that's unique. And so the way that I've been talking about Spark is, it's a cool word because it has, two parts to it. Spark is both a noun and a verb. And I think for what we're doing, Spark tends to be a verb. It's about creating an energized hub of connections and resources for entrepreneurs. But again, with the larger culture picture, we see Spark invigorating, activating, and catalyzing opportunities to start and grow concepts and businesses here in the area. So yeah, so we're a noun, but we're also a verb. We are out there taking action and activating and igniting. So when you think of us, I hope you think of those words.
All right. And, you know, these kind of partnerships work really well. I've seen it work well in some other communities that I've lived in, just most notably, most recently, before I moved to Manhattan, Emporia, because mm-hmm. that community really embraces a lot of their local talent. And they've got events centered around that, like the Dirty Kanza is one big thing. And
yeah,
when you have people working together, I mean, the opportunities are endless for a community of our size.
Yes, absolutely. There are communities that are doing this and communities of various sizes. And so we are doing our best to learn from the people who are kind of in the broader Midwest region to see who else is doing something like this and to just, you know, not reinvent the wheel at all to, you know, as the phrase says, steal like an artist. You know, we want to see what other people are doing that's working really well and to build those programs. And actually what I'm realizing here in the first couple months of just kind of getting into this role is just how many resources are actually already available for entrepreneurs and innovators. It's been really neat to see just how many people are already doing this work. And so a big part of what I'm doing is just making some of those connections, starting conversations, looking for ways to help these different groups and entities collaborate with each other to just really, you know, spark something bigger than what's already happening, which is already pretty cool.
So I imagine you can help with getting ideas off the ground, but then once they're established, then maybe growing their businesses.
Absolutely. So, you know, we want to focus on startups, and we, you know, I think that I'm trying to think about right now, like, who is Spark for, right? That might be like a way to think about that. And so we have, you know, quite a few people we're serving. And when we think about small business, that's actually the majority of employers in our country. It's significant. It's almost like the entire group of businesses are small businesses. And so they're creating jobs, shaping culture, and we want to see them do really well here in our community. And so we're going to be, you know, supporting them and working with other community partners and resources to help them to launch businesses. But we're also looking to help early stage and second stage startups to, you know, develop their businesses. And so we're focusing right now on people that are already, Spark specifically is focusing on that startup zone where somebody is in the concept phase or they're in an early stage of developing something and they need programming, they need resources, they need support. And we kind of expect that people who are innovating in this particular region will be working in the fields of animal health, bioscience, and tech. And so that's why our partnership with K-State Innovation Partners is really important because, you know, that's a big part of what they're doing. But we know that there's going to be other tech concepts or other disruptive ideas that are coming out of the area. So for those that are starting, we're wanting to really create an energized and connected environment for them. And that as those businesses grow, absolutely, we'll be looking for, you know, what's beyond seed capital, looking at angel investing, in, you know, to what degree can we reactivate that in our community? We actually have a group of angel investors here. You know, there's just a lot of things that I've been learning about. And it's like, wow, this is really neat to see just what's already here. So for the folks who are wanting to take their business to the next level, who are needing to, you know, fundraise, you know, at the VC level, we're wanting to make those connections for people and really help them build from the capital standpoint. But also we'll be working with them in every way. You know, what else do you need? What other connections do you need? And in what ways do we need to help you thrive? Even with working with Great Paper Straws, our last year's pitch competition, Startup MHK, they won that competition. And there's been a lot of collaboration with that company to help them find a space to grow their business here.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Sarah Siders. She's the Executive Director of Spark Manhattan. Darren Solden, Economic Development Director with the Chamber of Commerce, joins us as well. What kind of efforts or programming do you expect to create?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Darren mentioned the word ecosystem, and this is a word that is kind of an industry word. It just means network. But when we're talking about entrepreneurship, the word ecosystem always comes out. And so kind of a process that that we go through, and that is just the standard process for building an entrepreneurship friendly and supportive ecosystem, is to identify resources that are available and connect those resources and stakeholders to each other. And then identify the gaps and barriers in the ecosystem. So if we want to fill the gaps that are there, you know, what's missing, what's needed, after we figure out what we already have, and then reducing any barriers to access, because we want to be in an inclusive community who is not at the table, who is struggling in their startup, who's having a hard time that they shouldn't be having. And then ultimately what we're wanting to do is be able to identify what are our markers of success, and we want to be tracking and reporting that. So as we're doing that, that's kind of the steps that we're taking. And I want people to understand is that we're really trying to be thoughtful. We're using, you know, models that are used around the country to build these entrepreneurship ecosystems that really help businesses thrive. But right now, after, you know, numerous conversations, meetings, and connection points with local resources, we're expecting, you know, pretty early on here that there's a few different programming elements that we're going to be needing. I'm seeing the need for new business and second stage business mentorship opportunities. So if somebody's just starting up or they need to scale, those might be different mentorship relationships. So we're looking at there's various programs here and also around the state that could give us access to, you know, different kinds of mentorship programs. We're definitely seeing a need for various kinds of capital, access to capital, early stage growth, seed capital. And we want to potentially look at reinvigorating our angel investing groups around here so that people can have access to multiple stages of funding depending on where they're at. And we're also seeing a need for capital access, education, and support for underestimated or under-resourced owners and founders in our community. And we're really partnering with groups like the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills. That's been a really critical partnership for us, and they're really helping us to understand what are some of the needs for minority business owners in our community. And so we are helping, they're helping us to develop some of our concepts and programming that would potentially come out of that. But capital access, education, and support is definitely something that we're seeing there. And also we are looking at programming that would nurture a business from the ground up. So potentially an accelerator or a proof of concept programming that can help someone, you know, get an idea. Do I actually have a concept? Is the market ready for this? And really just helping them build out their business concept. So that's what we are looking at right now. But again, we're still really early stage. So, you know, that we may pivot, we may learn more. And, you know, if I come back in a few months and tell you we're doing something a little bit different than that, I hope that that means that we just learned new information and we made better decisions.
All right. Yeah, it's so exciting whenever somebody starts a business from the bottom up. It's really neat to see how it can flourish. I'm curious how people can get involved with Spark's work.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited to on-ramp our community and let them know what we're doing. So we have a broader entrepreneurship ecosystem that's already been active over the last few years. It's been really neat to see a lot of these programs that already exist. 1 Million Cups is a weekly meeting that provides support for entrepreneurs in our region. And they meet online at 9 a.m. every week on Zoom and also via Facebook. So if you go to 1 Million Cups Manhattan on Facebook, you can participate in, you know, the Facebook Lives, or even sign up at 1millioncups.com/Manhattan and get the Zoom link. So that's a really great way to engage in the ecosystem as an entrepreneur or someone who wants to support entrepreneurs. It's just kind of like a little window of time, an hour where two entrepreneurs will come on and present their business at whatever stage it's at, if they're 5 years or younger. And they're able to just get feedback from people who are doing the work. And it's a pretty incredible environment. There's nothing else like it around the country. And this, we have a chapter here locally. So that's really exciting. And we also have our annual pitch competition, Startup MHK. would have upcoming event that's helps people to prepare for that. So anyone who's interested in pitching their business at whatever stage it's at, you know, we're talking about startups, Startup MHK is for those who want to get feedback from area business leaders and also who are interested in earning a part of the $20,000 of award money that's available. So that's pretty cool. The Perfect Your Pitch event is on September 24th. And so if you go to startupmhk.com, you can see the whole schedule. You can learn more and sign up. And if you're wanting to engage with Spark specifically, sparkmhk.com is our website. It's our social on Facebook. And we're actually hosting a launch event this next Friday. So Friday the 25th from 12 to 2 p.m. At the Fellow, 1125 Westport Drive. We'd love to invite our community out to help us launch Spark into our region and to become the entrepreneurship driver that we believe it can be.
All right. That's very exciting, Sarah. Good information. I'll tell you what, we got to take a break, but we'll come back and continue our conversation here on In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.